The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, owner, broker, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning, my husband and fellow realtor, and our very special guest, John Cognetti, for the second week in a row. Hello, John.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat. How are you today?
Great. Thank you for coming back. You are the president, broker, owner of Heinerfeld Realty Company, and Heinerfeld has been in business since 1934. That's 77 years. That's great. And you, John, have been practicing commercial real estate for 34 years.
That is correct, Jackie. I started out with you, as you know, in residential real estate. And then in 2006, we actually changed the name of our company, retained Heinerfeld, but inserted commercial. But personally, that was the reason I got into real estate, was to sell commercial properties.
Yes, and you have a background in architecture.
I have a degree in architecture, yes. And that always, I had always a fascination with buildings. And when I decided to come back to Scranton, our family had some properties that I wanted to sell. And I always said that once I sold them, I'd get out into real estate. Well, I sold. It took a long time to sell one of the properties, trust me. And then I decided, well, should I leave town now? But then it was too late.
And you're still here.
Yep,
still here. And you're still practicing real estate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's like The Godfather. When I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We've been listing, selling, and appraising for over 40 years. Feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us at 570-344-6724.
You can find us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. You can view our listings or search the MLS or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. And John, back to you. Let's talk about, last week we ran out of time. We were just starting to talk about all these different types of commercial leases that one can enter into if they rent office space or industrial warehousing or retail, so on and so forth. And you were kind enough to give us the definitions of all those different types of leases. And sounds like it gets complicated.
It gets very complicated, Jackie. And it's always important that when you are looking to lease or to, if you're the landlord and you want someone to represent you, that you do have professional representation so that your interests are protected.
Well, you were mentioning that how your company makes sure that you spell out things in the lease, which is very wise, and I have to give you a lot of credit for doing that, because sometimes, as you mentioned, there are misunderstandings, especially when it comes into a triple net lease, which is a little bit more involved than a gross lease.
Mm-hmm. Jackie, they all have different definitions, and they all have different economic consequences for the landlord and for the tenant. On a triple net lease situation, the tenant is responsible for everything, the taxes, real estate taxes, insurance, and common area maintenance. And in real triple net leases in certain areas, everything from roof repairs to structural repairs to parking lot issues are covered under a triple net lease. So what we advise, or what we do, is prepare, when we're leasing space, the terms that have been negotiated. And that's really our job, is to negotiate the terms in the lease and then spell them out in an understandable way so that the landlord and the tenant both know whose responsibilities are what. And then we turn it over to a lawyer who's versed in writing commercial leases, which is another important aspect of what we do for the landlord and tenant's protection, is to have a lawyer that knows commercial leasing inside and out.
I would imagine, and it's very important. I would think that everybody before occupancy takes place should know what they're doing and what they have to do and what the responsibilities are.
Yep, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, we were talking before the show about how important it is to get a professional, and John was telling us stories of how businesses choose the wrong location based on, can you?
Sure. Sometimes when you're in retail, and it's interesting, people that are looking to open up a store, for example, you have to be aware of the different types of leases, what's involved to make comparisons, because some people will quote you a rent of one number, and that may include certain expenses. Somebody else will quote you a number that doesn't include expenses, and that might sound cheaper, but in reality, when you add up the expenses, it isn't. But more importantly, the same is true. We all know this. Location, location, location. And for a retail tenant, it's very important. They have to look at the traffic count, meaning the number of cars that are going to pass their establishment, the foot traffic, whether there's a lot of people traffic. And all that depends on the type of businesses that they have. If you're a retail, obviously, some of that's important. But if you're a service business and you have to have people coming and going, then you have to worry about parking. Like, is there a parking lot next to you? Do you have your own parking? Is there public parking? All those factors enter into it. It's not just the cheap rent, because, you know, sometimes people, you've seen retail or people located in crazy areas, and you'll wonder, like, how are they making a go of it? If they're general, if there's a lot of competition. So you need that kind of professional advice. Sit down and find out what kind of business. That's our job, and talk to you, and you tell us, and try to put together some ideas of where we think locations may best work for you.
I think that's a smart idea, a smart move. People do need to know before they make that big step, you know, what's going to work and what isn't.
Sure, sure.
Okay, how about, I know that the commercial real estate market has, you know, it had some trying years in the past several years, as has the residential market. And have you seen signs of improvement? If so, in what area?
Well, there have always been niches. And whenever the economy turns the way it has, you find that there are still some people that need space. And therefore, instead of buying, they're leasing. So there's a lot of leasing activity than buying. But also in this economy, there are a lot of people that had gotten out in time, or whatever, however they averted the financial calamity, and they have made some money. So now they're looking to invest it in real estate. So they're coming forward and looking at properties that are on the market to see where the opportunities are. And we're seeing some of that. We've seen some of that over the last couple of years. So that's kind of where our business has been. There are also some, like I said, niche markets. There's some people in the manufacturing small that are still doing some things. There's some businesses, warehousing, that still are doing things. There's always a need for office space, it seems. You know, retail has been the slow product off the shelf, so to speak.
Okay. Well, everything I read, you know, says that commercial recovery is playing out at a leisurely pace. Would you?
Oh, that's a good term.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Jackie.
Okay. All right. And you know, in a lot of areas, still uncertainty reigns. The recovery has been spotty or uneven at best. Loss of jobs, high profile businesses closing in our mm-hmm. area as
oh,
well
yeah.
as nationwide. And high unemployment. I mean, and these things still, they're out there. So when businesses are fearful, and I'm sure you would agree with this, businesses hold on to cash in times of mm-hmm. fear. They don't spend. But, and this is a big but, this prevailing economic uncertainty is also making commercial real estate, and I think you just mentioned this, more attractive.
Oh, it is. It's extremely attractive right now. And there are properties where the motivations of the owners, a lot of times that's what we do, is counseling for the owners right now, because if they want to sell, they've obviously made the commitment to sell if they've come to us. And what we try to do is talk to them every day to tell them what the market's like, and that it's not 4 years ago when prices were so high. So they have some options. Do they want to continue to put it on the market at, let's say, this price, or do they want to make a price adjustment to bring it to really where the market is today? And it's their decision. And sometimes if we can find them a tenant, we've done that, and say, look, let's just get your tenant into the property, hold over till the market improves. Sometimes that works. But sometimes there are buildings that just you can't rent and the prices are not right. And that's where the opportunity could come in, because sooner or later, some property owners that have had the property for a long period of time and they bought it for $10. And if they could sell it a couple of years ago, they might have gotten 20 for it. Well, today they might get, let's say, $10. So they're still ahead of the game, so why not just sell it? And those are the kind of buyers that are motivated to sell, and those are the sellers that are motivated to sell. And the buyers, those are the ones that get the opportunity. And right. We've been able to put some of those together.
Together, good. Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity out there. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Well, when you think about it, you think about, like, the stock market is so volatile. Money markets, people that have their money tied up in some of the markets, mutual funds, so on and so forth. People that wanted to retire can't at this point. But they see that there's a return on investment in terms of real estate and owning real estate. So there's some good buys out there, as you just mentioned, and there's opportunity out there, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. Yes, there are. And you just have to look. When you look to buy a piece of commercial real estate, especially as an investment, you got to look at the quality of the tenants. In other words, who they are, the quantity of the income, what they're paying in rent, and the durability, how long are their leases. And that should determine where it's priced and then what you pay for it. It's very interesting that the quality of the tenant, you know, we would always think years ago certain companies were all AAA, and therefore if they were in your building, you're okay. But that's all changed today, because some of the companies we thought would still be here are no longer here, like you had mentioned earlier.
Right, right. Well, having a sound and well-functioning commercial real estate sector is, I think, vital, critical to the country's economic growth and development. So, you know, I like to hear that you're still putting deals together and commercial real estate is moving in a good direction.
It is.
Okay. We're going to be headed towards a break. Before we do, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. This is a great country setting in Greenfield Township. It is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a small barn and a horse run. It has a real wood-burning fireplace and a great deck for relaxing. It's located on 3.3 acres. Very peaceful, quiet setting. So even if you don't have horses and you just need some space, this is a great deal. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. On 3.3 acres, located at 215 Poor Farm Road, Greenfield Township, for $149,900. That's $149,900, and that's listed by Jason Thomas.
Okay, thanks, Pat. It's time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Welcome back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, in with Pat Zavanni.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, my husband and fellow realtor, and our special guest, John Cognetti. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
President, broker, owner of Heinerfeld Real Estate Company, in business since 1934. And John, you've been practicing commercial real estate for 34 years.
That is correct, Jackie.
You are the commercial pro. Do you know that?
No.
You are.
Now there's something new every day. Trust me.
Well, and I have to agree with that statement. I learn something new every day. I really do. So we're in the same boat.
Yep.
You know, before the break, we were talking about commercial recovery, and it's playing out at a leisurely pace. Mm-hmm. And so you're seeing things happening. And on the break, we were talking about how there's this new emerging trend in terms of real estate and what's going on. There's a lot of developments, townhouses and things like that, that, you know, haven't been able to be sold, but there's another type of market for it, rental, leasing, mm-hmm. these places, and that there's this new investor on the scene, and they're benefiting from these type of investments.
Well, it's very interesting because a lot of the townhouses, as you well know from your background, Jackie, were built in the last 10 or 15 years, and the most recent ones have hit the market probably at the worst time ever, as we all know. So there's a lot of vacancy from what we see in those units. So the alternative would be to lease them out so that the original investors, you know, are able to stay afloat, so to speak. The question is going forward, will they convert into sales, which would then put them back into what you did? Or we haven't seen total vacant townhouse developments, but there again, if you started leasing those out and you then created a continuous cash flow from the leasing, it turns into a real estate investment that someone may want to buy and just hold instead of individual sales. Because I think the market, as you may be seeing also, is changing from everybody buying to leasing because they have to. I mean, there are a lot of things. Plus, you got demographic changes where people that do get out of houses don't want to own, they'd rather lease or whatever. So I think the multifamily issue is kind of interesting to watch it as it is evolving. Then you take the factor in, we mentioned on the break, what's going on in the Marcellus Shale territory with leasing and activity out there. So it's kind of new. And then we talked earlier about downtown Scranton, and that's residential leasing, but they become occupied buildings that then people sell to other people as investments. So there's a lot of things that are happening in the investment world right in front of us here in our region in terms of multifamily investments per se.
Right, and it's something that's all very new to many of us.
Right, it is. It is very new. It is very new, and so it makes opportunity for everyone.
Okay, and on the break, you also mentioned that there is an opportunity that your company has right now in a recent listing.
Yeah, we recently listed a mobile home park in Blakely, and I've noticed our associate who's handling it, within the first 2 weeks, we've had a couple offers on it. So I thought that was very interesting. It's a sign that, because those things, mobile home parks are very stable, tend to be very stable investments, and whether the economy is booming or the economy is like it is today, you know, people pay their rent monthly or whatever. So they're good opportunities, real estate investments to own. So I thought that was interesting.
Well, yeah, and especially for our region and for our area, it is very interesting, and it's giving, you know, a lot of, well, it's encouraging me as a real estate agent, broker, owner, seeing that there are people out there willing to invest in these types of properties and that real estate is moving. especially commercially, because I know residentially we've had some challenging times, and I know commercially you have as well, but it's good to see that these things are available and there's opportunity out there and people are taking advantage of that. Okay, how about a sale leaseback? Can we talk about that for a little bit?
Sure. A sale leaseback is when you have a company or someone that wants to change from owning the real estate, in other words, that asset, take it off the books and put it into, change it into cash. So they'd be willing to sell their facility and then lease it right back. And it's very popular. It's been popular with some financial institutions, some businesses, large, actually even large industrial facilities have been sold and then leased back. Our area really hasn't seen a lot of that. I can't say that we've tended to see it because a lot of the properties are locally owned, so the people want to continue to own them. And don't forget, if it's a sale-leaseback situation, the buyer has to make sure that the new tenant's going to be there for a while. So, it has to do with the quality of the owner that becomes the tenant. How secure is his business to support him staying on as a tenant later on?
So you would go for a long-term lease?
Typically you would, because you'd have to match your lease to your mortgage a lot of times.
Right. But it's infusing cash into that business that's otherwise struggling, doesn't have that cash.
Because they don't really need to own a piece of real estate. And we've talked to a lot of people like that. Do you need to own or do you need to lease? And that goes back to the initial question in the interview when we talked to people, they need space. Well, do you really need to have the responsibilities of ownership of owning your own space, or would you be better off just paying one, a rental check every month and not have to worry about it? And then some people at their age cycles, if they're young people starting out, they want to own because later on it's their real estate investment, because it's their company sometimes that they're leasing it to. So they're leasing it to their own company. But if they're older, they're thinking, well, they'll be in business for another 10 years. Well, they may not want to own. They would just rather lease than own. So there's, it depends where they are on their business cycle, leasing versus buying. But sale leasebacks could become popular, as the economy stabilizes again and people would like to take the cash and, like you said, reinvest in their business, deploy it in someplace else.
Right, right. I would think that it would be more popular in this area, especially because we've had some hard times.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Everything I've read suggests that there is a surge in popularity with the sale leasebacks nationwide, maybe not so much our area, but in other areas.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. How about financing? I know,
financing
for commercial properties. Is it as hard to finance as they say?
Well, the $10 million, $20 million projects, those kinds of projects relied on the commercial mortgage-backed security market, and that market has suffered just as the residential market has suffered. However, there are still banks that are sitting on cash, and there's still opportunities for them to lend. The project has to make financial sense. There has to be, typically, there's more equity that's required. Now, the kind of properties, more or less, a lot of the sales in this market, there's a lot of banks locally that are still willing to lend. Plus, there's a lot of, there are a few very good programs, government programs that are offered for small businesses that had just recently been improved since the recession started. One of them is the Small Business Administration 504 loan program. We've done a lot of business through that program, financing small business people buying properties. It's very good, very efficient. There's only a few financial institutions that know how to do them that are authorized or however that works. I think that people don't realize that, and one of our jobs when they hire us to help them is to say, what about financing, and discuss the relationship with the current bank and how much equity they need and how much money they have, cash they have, and then talk to them about the SBA program.
Well, that's why you're here. Because, you turn on the TV, and depending on what you're listening to at night, the news, it's not a good story that's being told. And a lot of people think that the banks aren't lending, and there's no way for them to obtain financing. And so they don't even try. But there is a lot of opportunity out there. And talking to someone like you who knows the ins, the outs, and the ropes, if you will, it makes a difference, because there are things out there that people can...
Right. I turn on the TV and it says, what I hear is you need 30% down if you're going to do a commercial loan. But you're saying that there's federal programs out there that...
Right. You may qualify for.
Right.
Right. You may qualify for those programs where you don't need as much money down. So there's that opportunity. But what we're seeing, though, the demand for the loans, a lot of people, they may not have the deposit that's the escrow that's required. But the other thing is they don't want to take on the risk, because maybe their businesses are not doing that well. So they, well, why would I go out, when in other times when things were good, oh, sure, I'll go out and just buy this and mortgage it and everything. So people are becoming, business people even, are risk averse. So it's not that the banks aren't lending. It's a lot of borrowers, there are fewer borrowers, and a lot coming forward. And then, you know, banks have to be sensible too, because they lost a lot of money through the, some have lost money through the recession. So they look at you a little more closely than they had in the past, which is, of course, what they're doing on your end in the residential market, too. I'm aware of that.
As they should, but to a certain to a certain extent. I mean, with the pendulum, we often talk about the pendulum here. And it was one way over here, and then now it's, you know, the total opposite, instead of being in the middle where we need it to be. So, yeah. Okay, well, a really great discussion again for the second week in a row. John Cognetti, President, Broker, Owner of Heinerfeld Real Estate Company. Thank you so much for joining us and coming in and talking to us about the commercial real estate market. We enjoyed our time with you today and last week.
Thank you very much, Jackie and Pat.
Before we close, we'll review a listing, please.
Yes, this is a nice two-family. Oh, it could be used as an investment. It kind of ties into what we're talking about here today. It's a nice size two-family located at 2649 Oliphant Avenue in Scranton. That's Lower Greenridge. It's a duplex with hardwood floors, large room sizes, a deck off the rear, and many new windows. It also has a wood pellet stove on the first floor for supplemental heat on those cold days. The first floor is owner-occupied with a newer kitchen and bath. It has a two-bedroom apartment on the first floor and a two-bedroom apartment on the second floor. That's 2649 Oliphant Avenue in Scranton for only $114,900.
Thank you, Pat. And our tip today from the July-August Realtor Magazine edition, another chance for energy tax deductions. If you made energy improvements to a commercial building in the last few years but didn't take the federal tax deductions allowed under the Energy Policy Act of 2005, this may be your lucky year. A new IRS revenue procedure makes it possible for owners to take deductions for qualifying energy improvements made in earlier tax years without the need to file an amended tax return. Under this new procedure, it's possible to take deductions for improvements placed into service as far back as 2006. You must provide evidence of the energy efficiency improvement along with filing the proper IRS forms. So as always, consult your tax attorney, accountant, CPA, or other qualified professional to advise you correctly. We have to say goodbye. Thank you for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. During the week, you can email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or call us at 570-344-6724.
Search the MLS or view our listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Thank you for listening and have an extraordinary weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.